Presley with Martin Besser.
A very special guest on the show this morning is the one and only brand new mayor of Johannesburg, Dr. Mpopo Latse, joining us. By the way, on Instagram, are you Dr. Mpopo Latse? Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. I feel that you need a lot more followers there. So I want to encourage every single person this morning to go and follow.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. You also weren't following, were you?
No, I wasn't. I am now.
You are now. Both your parents were teachers. Did I get that right?
That's correct, yes. I was brought up by educators. Education was a huge part of my life from a very early age. I mean, my bedroom was a teaching lab. Everything was labeled. The wall was labeled. The cupboard was labeled. The door was labeled.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
So you obviously made you a very good scholar as well.
I mean,
going on to study so many different degrees and becoming a doctor. Where did you go to school in Pretoria?
I went to Loretta Convent, Skinner Street.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And the teachers there, were they nice to you?
Yes. Oh, it's a girls' school. It is lovely. I mean, I miss my high school days. It was really an amazing environment. I do.
Yeah, Loretta was awesome.
Do you, is it a good school?
We used to go there for the fates.
Our executive producer, Megan.
Yes.
Also went to the same school. Do you remember your math teacher? I mean, obviously, becoming a doctor, math was important.
Yes, I remember her. I think she's now the school principal.
Oh, nice.
She was awesome. We were a small group. Yes, our classes were small. And I think I was in the maths higher grade group. So you also had higher grade and standard grade. I mean, it still works for that.
But, well, listen, she's on the line. Is it Suzette Tritter?
Yes.
Did I get... Môre, Suzette, hoe gaan het?
Môre, Martin. Baie goed met julle.
Baie goed, dankie. Sê geluk en goeie môre. You've obviously done a great job, the new mayor of Johannesburg out of your school.
We are super, super, super proud of Mpo. I started teaching in 94 year at the school as a very Afrikaans teacher. And Mpo, you will remember that I had to ask you to translate the geometry reasons for me because I knew them in Afrikaans, but I didn't know what they were in English. Do you remember?
Really?
I do. Oh, Mrs. Dear, how are you? It's been
I'm
years.
Fine, and you? My dear, we are super, super, super proud of you. I want to know from you, do you mind if I send your matric photo in the yearbook to Martin?
Yes! I so want to see that.
Go ahead and send it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Martin, can I quickly read what Moira Mpie wrote in the yearbook?
Please do.
She
love
said,
that.
Mpo Petit is caring, considerate, and loving. She is someone I can talk to at any time. Mpo plans to be an engineer because she is ready to face challenges. So the chemical world of engineering must watch out for this dynamite, for dynamite comes in small packages.
Oh, wow. She went on to become a doctor and a mayor of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Mpo, we are super, super, super proud of you as an old girl. You go, girl. Show everyone how it is done.
Thank you, Ms. Tiara. And I need to come back and speak to the girls and motivate them.
Oh, that's
please.
Nice.
I need to contact you, please, because we wanted that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So, Suzette Tritter, baie dankie. Waardeer het.
It's a great pleasure. Dankie. Thanks. Bye.
You know what keeps coming back and keeps coming back? And I when I read up about you and when you walked in this morning and we started talking, the one thing that keeps coming up is kindness and compassion.
Mm.
So you're at the right place. For us, it's incredibly important. We've got a little saying on the show, you can be crazy as long as you're kind.
Yeah.
Use your voice to be a voice for the voiceless.
Mm.
I think you can relate to that. Another thing that's very important to us on the show, and oh, Liesl.
Yeah, no, I make it my mission. I do the little that I can. I saw an article not so long ago calling it South Africa's secondary pandemic. And I think you know exactly what I'm referring to, you know, gender-based violence. We've got our 16 days of activism happening now. And I think we can agree that we're not doing enough. We can admit it, that the country, our sectors, our areas are not doing enough. Is that for you going to be... See, I get emotional.
Mm.
Because as a woman in South Africa, you can't even walk. Mm. Can't walk from your car to the shopping center. What is the focus there?
Mm. Sure. So, as a doctor, I'm also a medical legal practitioner. Mm. And I did sexual assault care practice for many years, and I was seeing cases of sexual assault, domestic violence. And I spoke to a lot of women about why they're in those relationships in the first place. Many of them, it was not the first time that the abuse happened. And I realized a lot of women are financially dependent on their abuser. And that's the one big thing that I feel as government we need to start focusing on, empowering women to be independent so they can walk away from those abusive relationships. The other thing is, as government, you spoke about safety, your ability to walk down the street without worrying about, I mean, I've walked in New York at 1 a.m. Yeah. for like 10 blocks and I never even felt unsafe.
Same.
And we need to have that in South Africa. It's going to require infrastructure, street lighting, grass cutting, which is one of the things we're fighting with the EFF about, you know, because they don't believe we should be cutting grass, because to them it's about aesthetics, but it's such a safety measure. Those types of things, visible policing, and CCTV cameras, and quick response, because we've got an intelligence operations center within the JMPD. But it's that feedback loop, you know, they're seeing the crime. Are they responding in time? Are we seeing prosecution and ultimately convictions? So it also goes back to the criminal justice system, because if there is conviction, then we will start seeing people think twice before committing crimes. So on the one hand, we need to create an environment that's safe. On the other hand, we need to empower women to walk away, to be independent. But there's also men who are an important focus here. We established men's forums when I was MMC Health and Social Development. One of the men's forums was in Alex. It was quite successful, where men would have conversations about what's going on with them. Mm. And some of the things we pick up is that men are struggling with an identity. Because women are now empowered, men were told, you are a provider, for instance. And now suddenly that role has been stripped off because this woman can provide for herself. Yeah. And a lot of men are struggling with that adjustment. How do I now deal with this empowered woman? She may even be earning more than me. She may be progressing quicker than me. And so we've seen a need to take men along as we empower women, because the frustrated man can become an angry man, and sometimes they don't know how to deal with this anger or this confusion or this identity challenge that they're now faced with. I mean, I attended a mentorship program for girls, and we had a panel of men, and we asked them, what is your identity? And they didn't know. They couldn't answer. And so we need different focus points to really deal with this matter conclusively. But women must be empowered. For me, that's the biggest gift you can give to a woman. You know, the gift of being able to walk away, stand on your own, take care of yourself and your children. Because many of the women that I saw stayed because they had food, shelter, and everything they needed.
Else, yeah. So, when are you going to be president?
No pressure.
Please.
First, let me get Joburg right.
For goodness sake. All right, listen, I've promised you, and now I'm almost running out of time again, so I'm going to get to your questions and messages. If you're just tuning in, it is the brand new mayor of Johannesburg, Dr. Mpo Palatse, on the show with us this morning. Let's get going.
I don't really have much questions for the mayor, but I would like to say one thing. She's impressed me tremendously. She's the most neatest lady. She's proud. She's on her place. She's got style. She's got panache. She's got everything. She's going to make a huge, huge difference.
Firstly, congratulations to Ms. Mayor. We really trust and believe that you're going to really do a great job with Johannesburg. And then secondly, I just wanted to say, when I switched the radio on, at first I actually thought they were talking to Freshly Ground. You sound like the lead singer from Freshly Ground, like you could just belt out one of those songs the minute you open your mouth.
You'll hear Zalani on Thursday, by the way.
I think for my of making for the new mayor to luister.
By the way, how's your Afrikaans, okay? Touch and go.
Niet te sleg.
Okay.
Wens ek ons kon vir mense gewy het in plaas van politieke partye. I really believe that the person makes the biggest difference. And listening to her, I'm encouraged. It's like, how can I help, you know? So ek wens sy alles sterkte toe en ek is baie encouraged om van haar te hoor. Baie dankie dat jy hulle opgebring het.
Something tells me you should have been on this show before the elections.
Yes, definitely.
You have done the DA a lot of favors. Yeah. Listen, there are a lot of hard questions coming in this morning as well. I see them. I'm not avoiding them. We are going to get to them. We do still have Good Morning Angels ahead, so I have to let the good mayor go at some point soon. But I'm going to ask her just to hang for a little while longer so we can get to those questions coming in this morning. 084 850 0942 on Twitter, hashtag Jacka Breakfast. The brand new mayor of Johannesburg, Mpopalatse, on the show this morning.
Let's be crazy.
You know what I say? You can be crazy as long as you're kind.
Let's be kind.
I agree.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.